The DNR says the number of Wisconsin farms with more than 1,000 animal units has grown to 140. 1,000 animal units means about 700 milking cows, 2,500 pigs, or 55,000 turkeys. The DNR board has given preliminary okay to a plan that would place additional controls on these concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs. One of the major changes is that the farms could not spread manure on frozen or snow-covered ground. DNR Runoff Management Chief Gordon Stevenson says the goal is to keep manure out of water.
Imagine spilling a glass of water on a sheet of glass. That glass is not going to absorb that manure. On frozen and snow-covered ground, particularly snow-covered during snowmelt, the same principle applies.
Runoff of manure from farm fields this year has triggered several dozen fish kills or other problems with ground or surface water. Stevenson says under the rule package, the big farms would also have to focus on preventing too much phosphorus from piling up.
So the practical effect is farmers will need to spread manure over a wider acreage. They will need to spend more time spreading manure. It will be spread more thinly.
Stevenson says the big farms would also have to be able to store liquid manure for up to 6 months, but he thinks most can do that already. DNR board member Dan Paulson is a former dairy farmer who now grows crops near Palmyra. He says he wants to hear from livestock farmers at upcoming hearings on the proposed rules.
I think there's always a concern as we look at how we change the rules. What does it mean to those who stay in the business?
But Paulson says he voted to send the rule package out to hearings because the DNR water pollution regulations for large farms are 20 years old and in need of an update. 10% of the livestock in Wisconsin are now housed at what critics call factory farms. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.